It's time now for some of your comments. And joining us is day-to-day's Steve Prophet. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Noah. Before we read some letters, we have a correction. It concerns a conversation we aired on April 5th about denunciations of the judiciary by certain conservatives in the wake of the Terri Schiavo case. After noting that a U.S. senator had explicitly linked violence against judges to judicial activism, we then turned to a critique of a book by Mark Levin. It was called Men in Black. We want to make clear that Mr. Levin's book does not discuss either violence against judges or the Terri Schiavo case, and we regret any error or confusion that resulted from our story that day.
Okay, let's turn now to the email. What are listeners concerned about?
Well, a lot of letter writers objected to what they saw as too much coverage of the death of Pope John Paul II and the election of Pope Benedict XVI. Trey Asa Burchett of Phoenix notes, this is National Public Radio, not National Vatican Radio. And Lisa Luna of Chicago wonders if NPR now stands for Never-Ending Pope Regurgitation. And Noah, here's a comment from Glenn Thamert about a Pope-related story we aired last Friday. In it, our reporter asked a priest what he would tell a young girl who told him she wanted to be a priest. Noah, could you read the letter, please?
You bet. Mr. Thamert writes, I was amazed to hear a Catholic clergyman suggest that the Gospels contain the message that only men can be ordained. He goes on to write, nothing in the New Testament would support such a position. The little girl could always join the Lutheran, Episcopal, Presbyterian, Methodist, or Baptist denominations if she wanted to become a member of the clergy.
Noah, also on Friday, we aired an interview about the increasing abuse of prescription drugs by teens. We talked with a drug abuse counselor, Carol Falkowski, and during that conversation, she noted that a certain common cold medication taken in high doses could produce hallucinations. Listener Deborah Shaka of Irvine, California, thought the story was a valuable one, but Noah?
Big qualification here. Ms. Shaka writes, why on earth would you broadcast a recipe for getting high with cold medicines? And she continues, couldn't this story have been done without spelling out the instructions for kids or adults to get a hallucinatory high in their medicine cabinet?
On Thursday, Michelle Dupree was listening to our program when she heard the introduction to a story on Iraq. I got up to turn off the radio, she writes. I didn't want to hear another story about the horrors of being an Iraqi citizen. I was surprised to hear a story about horse racing in Baghdad, portraying Iraqis as something more than victims. Please, more stories like this one.
And what else do you have?
A listener takes issue with Nina Totenberg.
This must be from our show last Thursday. We talked with Nina about the flap in the Senate in Washington over the use of the filibuster to block judicial nominations.
You are correct, sir. During that discussion, our Nina Totenberg used this phrase.
Well, that's sort of the $64 question.
Who cares about a $64 question, asks Dave Sedlak of Boston. He goes on to write, I expect you meant to say a $64,000 question, a reference to the 50s game show. And Mr. Sedlak continues, although considering inflation, perhaps that should be updated to the $64 million question. And Noah, that's all for now.
And for your questions or comments, write to us, please, at this address.
Day-to-day@npr.org, and we really do read all your emails.
Thank you, Day-to-Day's senior producer, Steve Prophet.
You're welcome, Noah.